This is Hunter Valley Today, and we move to the SES now, and Martin Gray, the Community Liaison Officer for the Singleton SES Unit, joins me. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
So what sort of night did you guys have?
Well, I've got the figures up in front of me for the Upper Hunter. The Upper Hunter had 45 jobs. I can tell you, with the Singleton Unit, I was out on a few of them. The Singleton Unit had three teams out responding to 15 jobs, one of which was a tree down on John Street, which required two fire engines, the police, the council, as well as two of our teams. And that was the first job we got that night. It was a very big tree.
So was that the standout job, or were there others?
Well, that one stood out to me because we were about to have a meeting at the SES shed, and we got the call out, and it was a very large tree. So, and that was the first one of the night, and if we didn't get rid of it, the road into and out of Singleton would have been pretty congested.
I suppose cutting up a tree is more fun than a meeting anyway, isn't it?
I'd say so. I was hoping looking forward to the dinner afterwards, but that got a bit delayed as there was a few more trees down around the area, and, well, we had to go out to a lot of them.
That's a bit of an occupational hazard, isn't it, in your business? Dinner often sits there and goes cold. Where else were units active in the Upper Hunter?
Well, there are lots of jobs across Musselbrook, Merriwar. The Upper Hunter was hit pretty hard. You know, in Murrurundi, there was winds of 120 k's an hour. But I'd say it was pretty much everywhere. It's been Hunter-wide. It's been statewide.
So do those figures you quoted earlier, does that include those, or are you just talking about Singleton?
Well, the Upper Hunter was 45 jobs yesterday, and if I look at today, there's still six active jobs today in the Upper Hunter region.
Okay, so you'd expect those to be sort of cleaned up this morning or by lunchtime?
Well, if we can get teams together, because we are a volunteer service, we'll get them done earlier if we can. Unfortunately, being a volunteer service, some of us do need to go to work. I'll be going to work in about 20 minutes' time. But hopefully what is going to help us is we're expecting the wind not to be as bad today. And if that's the case, there won't be new jobs, so we can just work through what we've got.
Yep. Okay. Well, I see the winds are still forecast to get up a little bit this afternoon. What advice would you have for the community in the Upper Hunter?
I will give the advice we give every time there's a potential storm. If you've got anything loose around your house, particularly trampolines, I would secure them. Anything that can fly away, put it away. And just at the moment, be mindful of branches. If you see a branch which you think is going to fall, please don't park your car underneath it. It's all about being prepared and being mindful.
Martin, we'll better let you get off to work. Thanks very much for the update.
No worries. You have a good day.
Same to you. Thanks, mate.